the lesson.
We now heard the Nigun, the melody, that is according to the words of King David, hope strongly to the Lord. 3,000 years ago, he wrote it, King David. This actually is how it needs to be. He's speaking out of himself, hope strongly to the Lord and strengthen your heart only to that. And this should be your whole course, your whole life, all of your effort. This is what we need each and every day to strengthen more and more, because this actually determines our whole ascent on the ladder of degrees from here to the end of correction. As much as we more and more and more, all of our desires and our thoughts, we collect them together and aim them to the upper force, so that he will correct it, so that he will connect, so that he will simply gather all of them together, and then according to the intensity of the connection between them, between our thoughts and desires, as much as they will be aimed to the Creator, according to that, we will see that each and every degree in our ascent towards the end of correction was predetermined. All in all, as much as we can, all of the thoughts and the desires, and each and every one and all of us together, if we can just concentrate them, focus them on the Creator. And therefore, annulment until we reach the Ubao, the embryo, has to be only on that. And also later on, when we have already reached the annulment to the extent that it is called Ubao, when the Creator already starts to form out of it the form of the future Adam, human, that resembles the Creator according to the force of bestowal that was revealed in this new creature. So we need to realize that what will that be? It will be a will to receive. Hours of each one of us and all of us together that does the work of connecting each one with the others on the condition of each one shall help his friend, that each one wants to take part with the others in order to help the others to build a system, to create a system, to connect to a system that is aimed entirely towards bestowal to the Creator. And this is our spiritual work altogether. Degrees, worlds, partufim, sefirot, all kinds of forms of overviewed coarseness and screen, direct light, reflected light, these are all included in the connection, the incorporation between us in order to resemble maximally the form of bestowal, which is the Creator. Let's hope that we will start to feel how we are establishing ourselves in such a way, and certainly to the extent that we will succeed in establishing ourselves as the Creator, to that extent we will feel what it is to be the Creator in the spiritual world with the quality of bestowal, in seeing the whole of reality from one end to the other, it will come. In the meantime, let's come closer to this another step, and we have to check, can we say that each and every day we are working on a new will to receive, a greater one, a more complex one, and we are learning each and every day more and more how from this will to receive we want to reach the form of bestowal, to connect between us, to cancel the gaps between us, to attach ourselves more in our desire, our complex desire, and in this way we will advance. There is no moment that is similar to an adjacent moment, all the more so a day to the adjacent day, but rather we need to be more alert, more aware of how much everything is coming and is changing, and upon all of these changes, that we are doing our own work also, the work of connection, of prayer. Well, let's see that. And in each and every action to also detect the desires to receive in a new manner and also to bring them closer, to connect them to each other and also to direct them to the Creator. Nevertheless, we need to turn to the Creator so that He will help us to do it, both in connecting the desires and also above the desires to arrange the intentions. And in this way, we will come closer and closer to the revelation of spirituality, the revelation of the upper force, which will be revealed out of the connections in our desires. We need to connect ourselves in such a way that the connection between us will seem to, in some way, similar to the Creator, so that the connection between us will be called Adam, similar to the Creator.
Again, 17. When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might, since it argues, why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly the annulment of the will to receive from everything. And you tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person cannot be rewarded with the Torah. Yet a person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. And I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive. This is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature.
That is, Rabash here is giving us a few stages of development, right? A person feels that he's not capable of reaching the qualities of bestowal, spirituality. He begins to understand that this thing can happen only on the condition that he will get the spiritual strength, the force of bestowal from above. And this force of bestowal, and it's all through many actions that he tries to do. He begins to understand that this force of bestowal can come to him only from the Creator. And then he turns to the Creator. And until he arranges this prayer, that I very much want to reach the force of bestowal, not just spirituality as he might imagine it to himself, but I very much want to reach the force of bestowal. I understand that I have no beginning even to this state. You have to give it to me. I'm asking of you. See what I'm doing in the group, in whatever I can bestow to some extent in my situation. And then following all of these appeals, one reaches the right appeal. There, in that appeal, he has both the experience, the attempt to reach spirituality. When he understands that spirituality is the force of bestowal, the force of connection, and he has no choice but to turn to the Creator, because only the Creator can do it. And then to demand of the Creator, give me the possibility to be in bestowal. And only in such a way I want to exist. Imagine to yourselves how far away this can still be from us. However, on the other hand, it is close. It is truly close steps to us. So let us try to carry them out, and we will succeed. We will succeed. I see this, that we're approaching the realization.
Amado Rab, si matamos el deseo de...
Dear Rab, if we put the will to receive to death, with which desire can we create the vessel of bestowal?
With the will to receive. However, it should work in order to bestow. That is all. Tell me, a woman who is taking care of her baby and she is willing to give him everything, at her expense. She takes from herself and she gives to it. Does she work with her will to receive or not? For sure, with the will to receive. But she's giving everything. It's not considered that she's giving. It is considered, ultimately, that she's receiving. Because the quality, the nature of the action, the essence of the action, is that she is receiving, she is fulfilling herself by giving to it. This is what we learn with the spiritual partsuf. That with the spiritual partsuf, even though we have the restriction, the screen, reflected light, that seemingly for ourselves, for our original will to receive, we're not receiving anything. However, we're working with it in order to specifically through it to actualize the force of bestowal, to perform an act of bestowal. And then we can receive. And what do we receive? The light of and soul, infinite upper light, spiritual light, spiritual life. That is, we're working with that same will to receive, however, with in greater degrees. The true will to receive is revealed only in spirituality. And this is considered that we're working in bestowal, because everything depends on the intention. If the importance of the group, the importance of the Creator begin to become more important than my will to receive, and I'm working in order to fulfill them, and I use my will to receive in order to fulfill the Creator, in order to fulfill the group, it is considered that I'm bestowing.
Muchas gracias.
It will gradually become established in us and will become more and more clear to us. It's all related to our emotion. If we will start to feel these things correctly, if we will put everything in its place, then it will work out.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что мы не пользуемся своим желанием получать, а...
Yeah, dear Raf, you said that we don't use our desire to receive, but we use it on higher levels. What does that mean exactly?
That we add to it the intentions, the intentions of in order to bestow, and we use our nature in order to bestow to others. That is, the others become for us more precious than ourselves. And this is what we learn in the group, in the 10, that I can reach a state where the 10 is more important for me than myself. And this is how we reach the act of bestowal.
А вот отдача Творцу там, вот из десятки, на каком этапе начинается?
And bestowal to the Creator from the 10. What point does this start?
We are still not talking about that. That from the entire 10, we will start to bestow to the Creator. We're talking about a person who wants to bestow to the Creator. He reaches a state where through the 10, through his personal attitude to the 10, that he announces before them, he wants to connect with them, he truly wants to seemingly be devoted. So through that, he comes to bestow to the Creator. And the way that the entire 10 works, all of it together in a circle, and each one feels the others, and they try to rise on the degree of, the common degree of connection between them and to the Creator, that we cannot yet discuss. But it will be. This is one of the degrees of, Ibu, impregnation, and yinika, suckling, and mochin, however, on higher degrees. Latin 1. But the most important thing we need to see from this excerpt 17 is, at that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator. So to reach such a state, this is what is important. To turn to the Creator, this is what we ultimately need to do, and for that we have to gather, master all of the advice, the reasons, the necessity, the urgency, that only to turn to Him, but with the true prayer. Not to be like children that are constantly crying. Then even if they once cry about a serious issue, the parents will not look at them. This is how it is with us. We need to try to implement, to connect within us, to establish true prayers, serious requests, so that when we turn, we have hope that in that we can truly open up the connection between us and the Creator. that our questions, our requests will truly be for spiritual advancement and not because I feel bad, I don't want it, I'm tired of it, or all kinds of other such complaints for which usually the Creator doesn't respond and we in our life also don't really respond. Pity free.
How to ask from the heart that the Creator hears the prayer that we ask Him for bestowal?
Try. Try. To reveal, to open your heart, to see what is inside of it, and how can you, from your heart, how can you connect to the Creator? What is it that you want to change in your heart? That's it. Start checking. And with that, turn to the Creator.
And how to connect the attitude towards the friends and the ten and the connection to the Creator. So it will be direct, more direct, no gap where I'm asking between asking to love the friends and asking for connection with the Creator.
You need to constantly think until you reach the decision, the knowledge, the understanding that they are connected to each other, that as much as you are connected to the friends, to that extent you are connected to the Creator. However, the Creator is the totality. He exists as sum total of all of your relations with the friends.
And then how should the friends should help me? Do I need to get their help?
That you are working on it. Give examples.
Again, 18. One must believe that his desire to begin to work for the Creator in annulling himself is a call from above. For it is not within man's wisdom. The evidence for this is that during this call, all the questions he had before he was called from above, he had many questions. And each time he wanted to do something in order to bestow, the body resisted, and he could not understand if there is any person in the world who could annul his self before the Creator and not worry at all about his own benefit. And he was always under some fear whether he could annul himself for the Creator. But now he sees that all the thoughts and doubts have been completely burned, and he feels great pleasure if he could annul himself before the Creator. Now he sees that all his reason is worthless, although previously he thought that no one in the world could convince him to annul himself before the Creator. And he would say that this is hard work, that not just anyone can come into. But now he sees that there is nothing that interferes with his adhering and annulling before the Creator.
All in all, everything depends on the help from above. If the light shines, what we call the reforming light from above, then the person enters into this work, is able to annul himself, is able to adhere to the higher degree and to advance in such a way from state to state, and Everything depends on whether the reforming light shines on him from above. Therefore, all of our work is towards this light.
Moscow 7.
Рабаш в 18-м отрывке пишет о том, что только благодаря тому, что есть призыв,
Рабаш writes that only thanks to the call from above, a person is willing to unlock himself before the Creator. And that call from above comes because we are ready for it or when the Creator wants to hear from us.
There's an awakening from above and there is an awakening from below. In the awakening from below, we awaken the Creator and we ask of Him, and this is without the precedence of Him bestowing to us from above. Of course, here also He's influencing us from above, but it's in a concealed manner that we don't feel it. So we think that we now want, we now think, but there is no such thing. It all comes from above. However, the Creator is doing it in a way that is hidden. Or we get for sure, and it's clear to us, an awakening from above. Suddenly we feel that the desire awakens within us, a thought, and we are drawn to connection. We have this and we have that. The thing is that we, inside of the group, need to constantly keep the fire so that we are drawn forward. And as much as we will take an awakening from the group, from the friends, this is called an awakening from below. And this actually is what is important. And then the Creator, in other cases, gives us His awakening. Rav, can a person have a lack or an appeal to the Creator beyond what the Creator is awakening in him? Because sometimes I see that he keeps me calm. I don't have the...
A person has to yearn to turn to the Creator all the time and awaken inside of him a desire, even if from above this desire is seemingly not being awakened. But he does want to awaken that desire toward the Creator from within himself, and he does it by connecting to the friends. That's why you were given this system of connection with the friends, so you could awaken yourself there, you can stimulate yourself, and in this way turn with the group to the Creator. Each shall help his friend, and that's how you are turning up above.
When you say you started with hope strongly for the Lord, so should a person constantly be stormy, on fire?
Of course, that's called an awakening from below. And specifically by that, we get to ascend through an awakening from below, through a raising of man, where Torah was only given to those who eat man, those who are satisfied with turning to the Creator. That's, and that makes them feel full by that.
So not to be satisfied with what I have, constantly look for something else, something extra?
If you have the possibility of turning to the Creator each moment, you have to be fulfilled by it and be satisfied by it. You have connection with the Creator, not what you have, but that you have the opportunity, the possibility of turning to the Creator. So it turns out that the more you lack, the greater your plea to the Creator, and the we hold on to one another. We need to come to a state where specifically by holding on to one another, we are not afraid to fall along the way from some cliff to some abyss, because we're holding on to each other. We have to believe that with the force of the connection between us, the Creator dwells among us and we're holding on to Him. What else do you need? Only that. And the other way around, it's also true. The more we feel that we have no grasp in spirit, in corporeality, and everything is lost, and this world is going towards annihilation with the pandemic and everything else that will be revealed soon, you will see. It's all so we would need decisively need to strengthen one another, and only in the connection between us, and only that within the connection between us, we will feel zero space, vacuum, nothing. But specifically from that, we come to a state of ibu, impregnation, and we begin to hold on to the Creator. We begin to discover that we exist in Him. So only forward and listen to what Kabbalists are saying a bit more.
Can I ask? So the state seemingly, well, on the one hand, yes, we need to reach this zero, but on the other hand, how do we not reach a state of the connection of criminals, that from this zero we don't reach an appeal? Or
if you are in the morning lesson, but you're present as much as possible with your heart, with your brain, if you repeat it during the day, if you advance and you prepare yourself for tomorrow's lesson even, and you have this concern that you're not learning the lesson, but rather each day you wish to reach a more inner, more deeper, more necessary connection between you, then it's all fine.
Number 19. Our sages said, anyone who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode, as he makes two authorities. However, when one is in the state of ayin, absence, and he annuls himself before the root, meaning that one's sole intention is to bestow, like the root, you find that there is only one authority here, the authority of the Creator. Then all that one receives in the world is only in order to bestow upon the Creator. This is the meaning of what he had said, the whole world was created only for me, and I to serve my Maker. For this reason, I must receive all the degrees in the world, so that I can give everything to the Creator, which is called to serve my Maker.
Yeah, I remember that I was in a store one day, by chance, and I saw two young women selecting some garment for babies, toddlers. That's the only thing they were thinking about. This could be good, and this, maybe that. Meaning what they were thinking all the time. whatever they want from the world. That's just simply how nature was speaking from within them. That what they see in the world is only how good it could be for her child, how beneficial it can be. That's how it makes her choices. And we need to see the world like that as well. We wish to take from the world only those things that we wish to bring and to ascribe to the Creator. And until we empty the world of everything to the extent that we advance, since our advancement is by finding in each and everything the Creator created in the world, there's no preference there, there's nothing redundant, rather Baya. Our intention, we can bring it to him and see that those are the good, necessary things for connection. That's what he tells us here. And everything he receives in the world is only to bestow to the Creator. And that's what we discover. That, everything in the world is there for that. You can take it and use it to bestow to the Creator. And for yourself, you need nothing. And by that, we come to the correction, to the end of correction.
Turkey one.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, does the situation for the benefit of the Creator come from demanding it for my friends?
Yes, but we will later learn how balanced these relationship should be for the benefit of the friends and for the benefit of the Creator. This has to be the middle line between them. Because relative to the friends, I am constantly reacting, I'm constantly receiving a reaction from them. And that reaction works on me in several ways to raise my ego, the importance on the one hand, on the other hand, the fear of being hurt and harming my own importance, and so on and so forth. There are many things here. The Creator constantly plays with those things. That's why we have to say that the importance of the Creator and the importance of the friends is one and the same. And you can't simply relate to them equally. There are receive cannot coexist. I and my will to receive, the way it is right now as the will to receive, cannot coexist if I'm walking toward the Creator. If I'm walking toward the Creator, the will to receive can also be on the way with me to the extent it supports me, it helps me reach adhesion.
Eso es parte de nuestra, de salirnos de la anulación, Rav. Es como si nos estuviera prendiendo un foco ahí para estar todo el tiempo regresando al estado en el que ese foco se apague y nosotros sintamos que seguimos conectados en esa anulación. Cuidar ese punto de forma muy precisa.
Does this bring us out of the annulment? And what we have to do is to maintain this point of annulment?
Yes, the more we advance, the more we enter dangerous states that take us out of the annulment, and these forces might push us off in different directions, but specifically by adding them to that same goal, we can advance. We advance only when we know how to attach to the goal is opposite forces, different forces, and from there we advance. To collect all the forces, all the disturbances, and aim them at the Creator. That is truly all of our spiritual work. We will not receive anything from above, and we'll never get any power that simply draws us, pulls us towards the goal. We'll always have to do the scrutinies with those forces that are revealed in us, how opposing they are, confusing, they pull us from the goal in various directions. And this happens daily with everyone. To the extent a person manages to connect these forces, who interfere with reaching the goal, but that he arranges them in order to reach the goal. He overcomes them. He associates them with reaching the goal. This is where his success lies. And it all depends on the extent to which a group can influence a person and build around each person such an atmosphere that this is our work throughout the entire day. We receive confusing things, all kinds of things, but even if we don't receive anything, we are in a state of confusion. The noise of the world is upon us. But then we need to collect all these sources of noise and assemble them together, make them into one force that's aimed at the goal. This has to be the work of the group, since here it's clear that each shall help his friend. We must help one another, the entire group, each one who joins, because otherwise a person will spend years around all these noises, meaning the mess, different desires, different thoughts, and you won't be able to assemble them and to aim them at the Creator. That's the work of the group. It's the main work of the group. And if we know how to collect it, assemble it, and be in it, and be impressed between us by it, then very quickly we come to this mutual strengthening and to the goal. We learned about it. We are advancing, but we can add more and more to our pace, and it all depends on the thought of each one and our collective thought. If we, all of us, care about advancing toward the goal, where all of us are together there, and the Creator is revealed between us, this force of mutual bestowal, by that we hasten time and we hasten ourselves. Let's think about it as the primary concern of ours. Look what's happening with the world. Look what's happening with us. We can advance at a greater, much greater pace compared to where we are right now. Let's worry more about the connection between us and how the Creator needs to be revealed between us in our connection. That's it. Let's think about it throughout the day as much as possible. First, connection between us, and then connection with the Creator within the connection between us. And then we'll succeed quick.
Again, excerpt number 20. Exalt the Lord our God and bow before His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Exalt means that if one wants to know the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, we can obtain this only through dvekut, adhesion, and equivalence of form. Thus, what is equivalence of form, and how does one achieve equivalence of form? Bow before His holy mountain. Bowing means surrendering. It is when one lowers his reason and says that what the reason understands or does not understand, I am null and subjugated. Before which quality do I subjugate it? Before his holy mountain. Har, mountain, means hilhurim, reflections, meaning thoughts. He is holy because holy means separated from the matter. This means that he removes himself from the desire of reception. Bow means submitting the body, even though it disagrees, and taking upon oneself only thoughts of Kedusha, holiness. This is the meaning of bow before his holy mountain. Why must we submit ourselves to thoughts of Kedusha? Meaning, retire from receiving in order to receive. It is because the Lord our God is holy, for the Creator only bestows. For this reason, one must be in equivalence of form with the Creator. And by this, we can obtain the exaltedness of the Creator. Afterward, we can achieve the attainment of the exaltedness of the Lord our God.
Shilot Ein.
Any question or no questions? Okay. You will need to get more into this excerpt and then ask questions. Let's go on. 21.
Excerpt number 21.
But tomorrow, ask questions according to that excerpt.
Excerpt 21. A person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator, he asks the Creator,
זאת אומרת, הגם שבבחינת כוח המחשבה והרצון,
to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself. And he asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
Okay. If you agree, you don't want.
Да, дорогой Рафа, у меня по предыдущему отрывку можно?
No.
Dear Rav, I have a question about the previous excerpt, excerpt 19. A question from our 10. What does it mean that in the 10 we attain the greatness, the exaltedness of the Creator?
We measure everything according to the 10. Besides the 10, we don't have a vessel to exist, to feel, to measure, nothing. We're in the light of infinity that we don't feel it. As much as we can, within the 10, realize the qualities of the light between us, mutual bestowal, mutual support, then accordingly we reveal the upper light. You're an architect, you're a technical person. You understand how are all our devices built, all the devices we use to measure things, that we feel something and we measure. By this, that we form inside something which is outside, and then according to the equivalence, we can measure. And thus here is the matter. that if we in the group form a state that is similar to the upper light, which fills this whole space around us, right? But we don't feel it. But within our vessel, within our ten, we are arranging such relations that they're similar to the nature of the upper light, which is outside us. To this nature, we have root 1, 2, 3, 4 phases of coarseness, thickness. How much we can also connect them together, then these are incorporated in these and these and these. And then from this entire package, this entire generality of all these connections between us, we reach a state which is similar to the nature of the upper light, and thus we feel him. We don't feel the light itself. We feel our qualities, that them we can make resemble like the upper light, as if it's the upper light. We don't ever touch the upper light. Rather, from within the changes that we make upon ourselves, these changes are similar in something to the upper light. And them we measure and feel, and accordingly we can say, this is the phenomena like the upper light. But it's never the upper light. We have never any contact in the Creator Himself with the upper light. Rather, only in our corrected qualities, improved qualities. And them we check, measure, and feel, and that's called by us the upper light. That's how it is. And thus it's the wisdom of Kabbalah, wisdom of how we reveal the phenomena that to begin with the created being couldn't receive, but the Creator prepared for us this shattering, this breaking our ego with all our egoistic qualities, by which when we arrange them between them, between us and the ten, we can begin to reveal phenomena which is in the Creator, in the upper light. And then that's called that we attain the Creator. Only in such a manner. We have no opportunity to touch him, the Creator himself. This is written in many places. Yes, Vlad.
Да, так, а вот, ну вот есть товарищи передо мной из десятки. Вот как, какая вот перед...
For me, there are friends in my ten.
Творцу, чтобы мы в ней могли бы с ним в какой-то контакт войти.
What is the closest form of equivalence with the Creator?
That you annul all the borders between you, that you understand that you all exist, each and one of you himself, that this is just an imagination, a wild imagination, as a result of the shattering of the corruption that the Creator intentionally did. And if you rise above this corruption, then you reveal a phenomena in connection between you, that they are similar to the quality of the Creator, similar to the upper quality of the light. But what you're measuring, you're always measuring the vessels and the relations between the vessels, the phenomena in the vessels. This is what you call the phenomena of the light, but it's never light. It's like we measure in our world. We measure electricity. No, we measure some phenomena that something of something called electricity that awakens in these coils or wires, different things, but not the electricity itself. On the electricity itself, we don't know, just like we don't know about the Creator. Truly so. We measure everything only according to the relations between the vessels of reception in us. And thus, when we reveal the ten, we reveal the mechanism by which we can connect between us in all sorts of forms to form such things, meaning such states that from which we can attain all the phenomena of the light, because we are broken, meaning we are distant from one another, and in each and every one of us there is a measure of this alienation, this distancing that the Creator has formed in us, made in us. And when we begin to somehow get closer to each other and scrutinize these states among us, we begin to scrutinize phenomena from within the vessels, but that the light made them, light did them. And then from this, we have a sensation, an attainment in the light. There's lights and sparks and vessels, there's many discernments that we truly reach very deep states in revelation of the light that comes to us by the scrutinies of the vessels of reception. And pay attention, and also in our world, in all sorts of machines, measurements, and things that we've attained in this world, we're always talking about the matter. It seems to us that we're talking about some essence. Forces even. No, we can't measure forces. We're measuring ultimately the matter. And from within this, we talk about the force. And so it's precisely written, from your actions we shall know you, that we can become to know the Creator, but from within our actions, that from within our actions we can check and understand, and from within this already, in a, this manner that's around the
I also wanted to ask about a previous excerpt, if I may. He writes,
сначала он приводит нас к сомнениям, что мы сомневаемся в его.
Mountain means thoughts or doubts. Meaning, first he brings us to doubts that we can doubt his holiness, and then he writes, they bow down to subjugate the body, even if it doesn't agree. Meaning there are two states here, one after the other. So what can be that transition from one state to another in the ten?
Just like each one of you are ready to let go of yourselves, to relinquish yourselves, in order to connect with the friends, as much as the Creator, the spiritual world, is dear to you, compared to the corporeal world, such you are ready to sacrifice yourself, to lower yourself, to bow before the friends. And in this you're only benefiting. Just like Rabash is writing, that you're a zero compared to the ones in the group, and so on. Only in such a manner we can measure, according to ones and zeros. Ultimately, there is nothing else in reality, either zero or one. And such is the result, it's a result from spirituality, that there is only Creator and creature. And according to how much the creature can lower himself towards the friends and towards the Creator, accordingly, he could measure the Creator. That's our mechanism. This zero and one that the Rabash writes there, it's just the beginning. He doesn't get deeper into there, but this is the foundation for all our measurements and spirituality, because there's nothing more. Later in the Paltzufim, we can see the levels, the degrees of coarseness, thickness, that these lights rise and descend, rise, descend, the returning light descends. It's all according to that same principle. Latin 5.
What? These thoughts are in every degree?
Much more than now. Much more than now. Before those big corrections, you won't be sure of anything. Latin 5.
Shalom Rav. Mi pregunta también es con respecto al texto anterior. Dice que solo.
My question is also with respect to
cómo santificamos nuestros.
The previous excerpt that talks about us only needing to agree, only needing to subjugate ourselves to thoughts of holiness. How can we manage our thoughts?
It's only by this that I more and more connect with the friends. By this I can form to set myself that such I can begin to measure where I am, what's happening to me, how I can begin to work. But it's first of all that I am in some wrapping. Let's say now we're in some wrapping between us, right? In the world Kli. And there's many thoughts and desires that they're all in some one idea, one direction. And towards this now I need to stabilize myself as much as possible and make an effort to soak up the sensation that will be with me and lead me over the course of the day till the next lesson. And later on over the course of the day, I'll listen to the lesson again, I'll read the excerpts again, and advance accordingly. Okay, now, Max 6.
Доброе утро, спасибо, учитель. Вопрос товарища. Когда человек сердце...
Good morning, thank you, teacher. A question by a friend. When a person in his heart decides on complete annulment, when does that happen?
When is a person ready for each whole change in the heart? Whenever the Creator agrees with it. And when does the Creator agree with it? When the person truly wants it. So let's go. Demand.
Baal HaSulam writes that in the rule, love your friend as yourself, that's where you can find love for the whole world. Why, on the one hand, in this hard work, why...
You can't get rid of the will to receive that you have now. And now you want pleasure in the spiritual connection, the spiritual pleasure. You won't be able to ever get out of it, to get close to the Creator. You'll turn into a shell. If now will be revealed to you pleasures which are greater than the framework in this world. No choice. You must, first of all, overcome what's here, that your entire existence in this world is only in order to rise above it and onwards. And if you place the spiritual world higher than this world in your desires, meaning bestowal to the friends and to the Creator outside of you, that it shall be more important and greater in action, actively, more than your draw to your body and to your life, then you'll begin to rise in spiritual degrees. And
pourquoi le peuple d'Israël, fils de mère juive, est obligé et puni pour ne pas maintenir la route, sans même être conscient de son devoir? Alors que nous, l'Israël spirituel, étudions et travaillons depuis des années pour atteindre la route.
Why does the corporeal people of Israel, why must they keep the route and they're punished if they don't, even though they're not aware of their duty? And we, the spiritual people of Israel, we learn about it for years only to reach a bit of this arvut.
It
all depends on the souls. Higher souls, lesser ones, you understand, it's a matter, it doesn't really belong to who you belong. We had many Kabbalists that they didn't come from this group called Israel. Do you understand? It's all dependent upon man's desire. And also we see it in the Torah that it's written, where did the house of David come? You know, King David. He was the king of Israel. That's what it's called. He came from a nation, a completely different nation. Read what's written in the Torah about him, in the Torah itself. And then all sorts of others, and in general, we have the time of the first and the second temple that they were here on the land of Israel, the nation of Israel. There used to come here many people to learn. The ancient Greeks, they wrote about it. They learned by the prophets in Israel, yes.
We have
their writings. Who was that there? In short, enter our archive and see it.
Rabbi Akiva atzmo, shehu
ha'yesod. Rabbi Akiva, onkelos.
Yeah, Rabbi Akiva, who was like the foundation of the Torah, he himself also wasn't from the nation of Israel. He came from Babel. He came from the side, right? An unklus, we have his commentary on the entire Torah, which really founded it like that. He also wasn't from this group called Israel. Many, many people. To begin with, this group was comprised of and receiving into it all sorts of people from all sorts of directions. And only afterwards, after the destruction, when they ran away from the land of Israel, thus they needed to isolate themselves as much as possible, to conceal themselves, that others won't come and beat them. And that's how it is. But there was never a problem with this, with accepting people into this method, into the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalists would never oppose that. No. You need to learn all these things. Nonetheless, this happened over thousands of years of history. It's not so simple. There's a lot of spirituality and corporeality involved here. It's complex. We'll talk about it gradually and you'll be able to understand and feel it. Okay, French?
Eux, ils savent même pas ce qu'ils doivent faire, et pourtant ils subissent de ne pas le faire. Ils sont punis en quelque sorte.
The corporeal people of Israel don't know what they're supposed to do, but they are punished for it.
Right.
Non, non.
Pour nous, ressentir la responsabilité du monde vis-à-vis du monde, c'est un haut niveau.
And for us,
d'obtenir déjà.
To feel this responsibility for the whole world is a high degree.
We don't talk about this, that today the corporeal nation of Israel needs to be an example to all the nations and draw them to the end of correction. No. I think that this is a large will to receive in them. And they're very stubborn. It's written about them, the heart of Nape, right? And thus, it'll be very hard to move them towards correction and the end of correction. We'll do this in a form, like it always was. It's called, who is to the Creator? To me. to us. Meaning whoever has this tendency to the Creator will come. And whoever doesn't feel that will come later. I don't think there is many Israelis today in every place in the world who will come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is not the calling of the time. Rather, specifically by all sorts of people from the nations of the world, they will feel that this is the opportunity to understand the purpose of creation and the essence of creation. And they will come. And the Israelis, with their large egoistic will to receive, they'll come only at the end. Only at the end. It'll be hard. Yes. And at the very end, they will come the religious Jews. That's how the correct.
Rav, there's a quote here from Johann Schroechlin, a Dutch philosopher from the 15th century. He says this: my teacher, Pythagoras, the father of philosophy, did not receive his teaching from the Greeks, but from the Jews. He was the first to translate the word Kabbalah, unknown to his contemporaries, to the Greek word philosophy.
Yes,
yes, there's lots of things like this. Besides, a lot of Greek philosophers learned by different prophets in Israel that were back then, in the time of the first and second temple. Many of them. It's written. Okay. See any questions? So let's continue. Oh wait, we have a question. We have a question here about Sulam asks, so let's continue with this. Although bear in mind that these matters are evident to every educated person that Israel through Moses prior to receiving reception of the Torah.
So in item 26 he says, bear in mind that these matters are evident to every educated person in the invitation that the Creator had sent to Israel through Moses prior to the reception of the Torah. It is as it is written, now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a sgula, a virtue, or a power, or a cure unto me from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you will say to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has said, we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people unto the Lord.
Yes. Okay. That's what's written. Let's continue.
These words do not seem to fit their role, since common sense dictates that if one offers one's friend to do some work and wants him to agree, he should give him an example of the nature of that work and its reward. Only then can the receiver examine it, whether to decline or to accept.
Meaning, we're lacking conditions here for receiving the Torah. Yeah?
But here, in these two verses, we seem to find neither an example of the work nor its reward. Because he says, If you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, and he does not interpret the voice or the covenant and to what they apply. And then he says, then you will be a zgula unto me from among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. It is not clear whether he commands us to labor to be a zgula from among all peoples, or whether this is a promise of benefit. Item 27. However, by all that we have explained from the beginning of the essay until now, we learn the true meanings of the words as their roles should be, to resemble a negotiation of offer and consent. This means that with these words, he really does offer them the whole form and content of the work in Torah and Mitzvot, and its worthwhile reward. The work in Torah and Mitzvot is expressed in the words, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests means that all of you, from the youngest to the oldest, will be as priests. Just as the priests have no land or any corporeal possessions, since the Creator is their lot, so will the entire nation will be organized, that the whole earth and everything in it will be dedicated to the Creator.
Meaning, we need to reach a state that although there are priests, but they teach everyone to be like them, meaning adhere to the Creator. Priests meaning the teachers of the nation, who they needed to be teach everyone how to reach, as it's written, to be a nation of priests. Yet everyone will be like that.
And no person should have any other engagement in it but to observe the mitzvot of the Creator and satisfy the needs of his fellow person, so his friend will lack none of his wishes.
Meaning, how to reach this, that everyone cares for everyone, that everyone will have everything they want? That's what the priests need to teach a person to reach such a degree.
So that no person will need to have any worry about himself. In this way, even secular works, such as harvesting, sowing, etc., are considered to be precisely like the work with the sacrifices that the priests performed in the temple. How is it different if I observe the mitzvah of making sacrifices to the Creator, which is a mitzvah to do, or if I observe the mitzvah to do love your friend as yourself? It follows that he who harvests his field in order to feed his fellow person is the same as one who sacrifices to the Creator. Moreover, it makes sense that the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, is more important than one who makes the sacrifice, as we have shown above in items 14 and 15. Indeed, this is not the end of the matter. For the whole of the Torah and Mitzvot were given for the sole purpose of cleansing Israel, which is the cleansing of the body. after which he will be granted the true reward of Dvekut with him.
Meaning that the entire Torah was given in order to correct man and his ego and to bring him to identification with everyone and the Creator.
Which is the purpose of creation. That reward is expressed in the words, a holy nation. As through the Dvekut, the adhesion with him, we have become holy. As it is written, you will be holy to the Lord your God, for I, the Lord your God, who sacrifices you, am holy. Sorry, who sanctifies you, am holy. And you see that the words, a kingdom of priests, express the complete form of the work on the axis of love your friend as yourself, meaning a kingdom that is all priests, that the Creator is their possession, and they have no self-possession of all the mundane possessions. We must admit that this is the only definition through which we can understand the words, a kingdom of priests. For you cannot interpret it with regard to the sacrifices on the altar, since this cannot be said about the whole nation. For who would be making the sacrifices? Also, with regard to taking the gifts of the priesthood, who would be the givers? And also, to interpret the holiness of the priests, it has already been said, a holy nation. Therefore, this must certainly mean that it is only that the Creator is their domain, that they lack any material possession for themselves, meaning the full measure of the words, love yourself as yourself, which encompasses the whole of the Torah. And the words, a holy nation, express the full form of the reward, which is the Dvekut.
But the
Congress.
We have a month and a half till the Congress in the end of September. And 2 days ago, you had a meeting with a big content team that asked for instructions and advice how to prepare properly. And what you did was sent us to scrutinize with ourselves and the worldly and to read articles. And you even asked, why do you need a Congress? What are we trying to attain in this Congress?
Correct. I myself don't do anything. I need that you will do, that you will choose topics for the Congress, choose the materials for the lessons, to do this or not do that, how to different formats you want to have. You have to do this because you're progressing along the path, and in the steps along the way, we have congresses, and so you need to scrutinize where you are, what's most suitable to you. What you ask me, I don't belong to this.
That's exactly, well, maybe you just answered this feeling of responsibility for all the tens. That's what we're looking for, a way to pass it on to the tens, so that every ten will feel it's that's their responsibility to do it.
Talk as much as you want, but it's nothing to do with me.
I'm asking, how can we do it?
I don't know, ask yourselves. Ask yourselves, you're already learning with us a few years, right? You know the sources, your connection between you. So ask yourselves what you want. That's it. Not that I organize it. I'm not some nanny. So please, all is in your hands.
Сегодня на уроке, когда вы отвечали на один из вопросов товарища, вы сказали, что...
Today during the lesson you answered one of the friend's questions and you said that we should prepare ourselves during the day. And this preparation should...
Если с повтором предыдущего все понятно...
Should be repeating the previous question and preparing for the next one. So it's clear how to repeat the previous one. We listen to the lesson again, we read the materials. But what is the preparation for the next lesson, internally or externally?
You don't have the material for the next lesson?
Он будет вечером.
А затем In the evening we get it.
So you need to read it. Two, three, four, the next excerpts, in such a manner to be prepared for the lesson better. Meaning you're already coming in some internal preparation, what we're talking about, what form. That's called a preparation.
If
you have more time, then you can even discuss among yourselves, scrutinize what Baal Sulam, Rabash, what I want to explain to us there. Before I explain to you that you make an effort to explain among yourselves.
Такую очень важную вещь. Вы сказали, что товарищ должен находиться на уроке и сердцем.
One more important thing you said is that a friend has to be in the lesson with his heart and with his brain. I understand what it means to be in the intellectually, but
that depends on the preparation. Because I reach a lesson, because specifically in connection with the friends, I can rise to another degree and another spiritual degree, that each degree is more connection between us and more connection into a mutual desire and a deeper connection with the Creator.
Yep.
That's called preparation for the lesson, that we connect more and more and more, and in the lesson, we connect more with the Creator. There are many other groups around us which do preparations like this, this way. And then, like this, each will help his friend, we reach the lesson. Okay. I see that you're tired already. Rest a bit. And go over this lesson and prepare yourself for tomorrow's lesson.